This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, one of the year's greatest indie rock and Americana albums, Wild Pink's Dulling the Horns, and a couple of other loud Americana favourites from some other artists.
And Baltimore fans never really got on board. nothing lasts forever. Just lay your head down tonight and sleep it off. Sometimes a dream ain't meant to be lived in when it's better off lost. Switches I flipped. I flip a switch and then the thing just don't exist. But my stupid ass is always searching, hoping for a pearl when I open up my fist.
Welcome to episode 209 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was the distortion-drenched Americana stylings of Wild Pink, and the tracks The Fences of Stonehenge and Eating the Egg Hole, from the newly released deluxe edition of the Dulling the Horns album. That album was first released in its non-deluxe form just over a year ago, and I completely slept on it until I first played one Wild Pink song on this show. That song was a really beautiful edit version of Bunny's Good Stuff, which Wild Pink featured on. I then checked out a couple of tracks from the Dulling the Horns album, and haven't stopped playing them since. Wild Pink is headed by guitarist and vocalist John Ross, who formed the band in and around Brooklyn in 2015. They released a few EPs in their first years, before dropping a self-titled full-length debut in 2017. The two albums I'm familiar with are 2022's I Love You So Much, and of course 2024's Dulling the Horns, which is by far their most successful and I think their best. But here's a standout track from the 2022 record. See You Better Now reminds me quite a bit of The War on Drugs, with the way that sunny acoustic guitar keeps the song chugging along. Ross himself said it takes strong influence from Tom Petty, and that's very audible too. This track also features alt-rock guitar god Jay Maskus and Julia Steiner of Rat Boys with the female vocal part, which all culminates in a really lovely song.
Surf, just watching this bird.
riding through the bell of a wave that could kill you. And now I see it.
This is episode 209 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Wild Pink with See You Better Now. Dulling the horns marked a bit of a sonic shift for Wild Pink. The guitar tone is louder and more distorted. Many songs have this crushing heaviness to them, and they're loose yet infectiously catchy. The lyrics mark a bit of a shift too, still introspective but less so than the previous album, which saw Ross grappling with a cancer diagnosis. Dulling the Horns reminds me more of their tourmates MJ Lindemann and The Wind, the dry, often humorous lyrics, and making references to the mundane. That track, Eating the Egg Whole, tells the story of Michael Jordan's late career. And some of my favourite lines, like there must be a long-ass German word for when you've destroyed something good, come from this next song, the song that got me hooked, and absolutely one of my favourites from the past year. I mentioned that crushing heaviness earlier, and this track, Disintegrate, has that in spades.
Like an eagle flying down the ground.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Wild Pink and their masterpiece Disintegrate. For the last two tracks on this week's show, I wanted to play some other heavy Americana tracks I've really been digging lately, but have not previously had a chance to share with you all. The first of those is an absolute banger by Dexatenz. They're an underrated Alabama rock band, who formed in 1998 and have since released 6 studio records. I think I discovered them when I learned that Drive-By Truckers post-2012 bassist Matt Patton also plays bass for Dexatenz. Today's track comes from their second album, 2005's Red Dust Rising, which was released on Estrus Records, the same label who released music for the hilariously awesome garage punk band The Mummies, among other cool groups. I love the heavy guitar and the distinctive crooning vocals on this song. It's a really well-formulated track on a detailed listen, and just goes really hard on a not-so-detailed one. The lyrics are a scathing denouncement of the dark side of their home state. Drop that flag, pack it in. I tell you, some things just don't need to rise again. Here's Take Me to the Speedway.
We'll be right back.
That was Dexateens with Take Me to the Speedway. Our final song this week is from Telethon. They're from Milwaukee and released their first record in 2016. It's very much punky Midwestern rock, which isn't quite my thing, but this particular track certainly is. It features the founding member of an absolute favourite band, the Jayhawks and Gary Loris. The song is called Positively Clark Street, and it's from their 2021 album, Swim Out Past the Breakers. It's a really great piece of Americana-influenced pop rock, and it will see us off this week.
Spot a single cloud. So there's nothing I can do about it now. Buy a weirdo statue with a teal patina, but not the kind you'd ever want to pay for. Something took me down. Unexpectedly a subtle pounding by my eyelid, subtle then resounding in the center of my forehead, and the pound became a knock, and the knock politely said, man, I hate the way you hate, the way the city sells itself to pass this by come late July. Streets all blocked off by the field where the masses have congealed, looking like blue jay fox around beer garden. Way crank when you're the one not having fun, and every weekend brings a range of major anger till it's done. Fighting on it, wait it out, pray no lightning from the clouds. And ain't there something you can do about it now?
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air.
For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.